Check out Dobbs April deals before you make your next tire or service purchase, including super BOGO deals on oil changes, plus great deals on new sets of tires. Bumper to bumper, your dollars go further at Dobbs. Click on gotodobbs.com for April deals now.
That's right, time to talk a little Battlehawks football as the Battlehawks get ready to take on the Michigan Panthers at Ford Field on Saturday afternoon with Kerry Davis, Super Bowl champion. I'm Anthony Stalter. 502, your time check, brought to you by Clarkson Jewelers, an officially licensed Rolex jeweler. And we head to the 101 ESPN Celebrity Line. We're going to talk to Battlehawks running back Wayne Gallman. Wayne, thank you so much for joining us, especially during a busy time.
Yeah, no problem, man. I appreciate y'all for having me.
Wayne, we're going to talk football, man, but I got to ask you, we're about an hour before tip-off. Clemson taking on Arizona in the Sweet 16. You fired up?
Honestly, man, I'm fired up. I hope they do well, but I haven't been able to pay much attention to the basketball scene.
Well, I'm sure you're busy with practice and everything.
Yeah.
When it comes to this year's Battlehawks team, what can fans look forward to see?
All I can say is they can look forward to seeing just a high scoring offense. We have plenty of receivers that are so dynamic in what they bring. And then in the backfield, we're gonna make it happen. Me and Jacob Mateo, like, we're gonna do what we gotta do to really give a spark to the offense. And as well as the offensive line, man, we got some dogs up front. So, on the offensive side, man, I think the fans can expect just a great season.
Wayne, as you all are approaching game day, how does it feel? Are you excited? Are you nervous? Worried? Are you just ready to get that first hit and get the game going?
Yeah, I'd say I'm pretty calm, man. They're a good team from what we've seen on film, We don't have much to watch but last year, but we know that, they're pretty talented in what they have. And all I can say is that I know we're prepared. I'm very calm in my approach, but I know once it comes game day, I'll definitely be ready to take a hit or give a hit, whatever it is.
Wayne, go ahead.
No, you're good.
Wayne Gallman, running back for the Battlehawks, joining us right now on the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. Wayne, we had an opportunity to talk to Anthony Beck last week, your head coach, and we love Coach Beck. What's it been like playing for him? He seems like he's got all of your guys' best interest at heart.
Yeah, he definitely does, and all he wants is to really get the trust from the players, knowing that day in and day out that we're going to put in the work and give 100% effort on the field, practice field, in the meetings, whatever. He just wants that effort. And, man, we love and appreciate him for that, from the little rest periods that we've had and the high-intense practices. So, we love Coach Beck.
Now, Wayne, you all start your first game on the road in Michigan, but soon enough, next weekend, you'll be here in St. Louis. Have you learned much about how passionate the fans of St. Louis are for their Battle Hawks?
I've learned a lot. Apparently, my cousin has been watching the Battlehawks for quite some time, and now that I'm playing, he's that much more excited. So, I've definitely got I've heard some things, but it's always different when you actually see it on game day.
Wayne, going back to your collegiate career, you guys won a national title at Clemson, and I was looking at this Alabama roster that you guys beat. I mean, we're talking about one that's absolutely loaded. Do you still talk to some of your former Clemson teammates? You know, Mike Williams just signed a deal with the Jets, and Christian Wilkins is moving in free agency as well. How close are you with your Clemson teammates from that national title team in 2017?
Man, all I can say is that we're all family. Even when we see each other in passing, it's not like a day has gone by where, we don't have something rekindled or we're doing something together. But, I don't talk to those guys every day.
Sure.
But I know that everybody's doing well and, doing great in their careers, too. And I can't really put a word on that because what more do you want for your brother?
Sure.
Now, Wayne, you had a stellar career at Clemson, and I'm a former player. I went to Illinois. I know we think about our college times, and we hear about the NIL money that is being doled around now. How much money you think you'd have been making at Clemson if you had the opportunity to get the NIL bag?
I don't think I could really put a number on it from what I'm saying these days, because I really don't even understand it. I've learned a little bit from some of the current players now, but I still don't understand it totally. You know, like, I think I would have been making, I don't know, a big number probably.
Can't put a number on it. Yep. Wayne, We know that you're busy. We know that you're driving around right now, and you got practice and everything, that you know, travel time and everything. We're looking forward to watching you and your Battle Hawk teammates not only this weekend but throughout the season. And man, you got a lot of excited fans here in St. Louis that can't wait to go out, watch you guys on TV, and then watch you guys in the home opener very soon.
Man, I can't tell you how much I appreciate it, and you know, we love the fans. You know, being able to tune in and, you know, I'll get my first chance to see how it is this next week. But, you know, we love the fans. We appreciate everyone for supporting. And just know that, you know, we're taking every game like it's our last. And we just want to make it to a championship at the end of the day.
Well, it's awesome. We're looking forward to watching you for sure. Wayne, thanks for your time today.
Yeah, no problem. I appreciate y'all for having me.
All right, take care.